Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You know how in life there are just certain things that just scream luxury?
Yes.
Like a really nice car, when you close the door, it makes that clunk, that
lovely noise. I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
But I've never owned one, but I've been in a couple of cars. When you close the door and it goes clunk, like that lovely noise. And you're like, oh, that is the sound of money.
Money.
And luxury. Well, this thing we're about to talk about today smells nice. It doesn't make a noise, but it smells very nice. It tastes very nice too.
And it's luxury.
It's definitely luxury.
What could we be talking about? Simon, I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your luxurious 5-minute food fix.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so what are you talking about that's so luxurious?
We're going to talk smoked salmon, Yumi.
Okay.
I know, it's lovely. And look, it's a little bit of everyday affordable luxury. Everyone can have a bit.
You know,
right?
Because I think I'm with you in that when I was a kid, this was so symbolically fancy.
Yes.
You know, I was like, wow, we are rich. We're having smoked salmon?
Yes.
What the hell? And now it's more like, you know, you're having friends on, you know, for Sunday lunch, let's have bagels and smoked salmon.
Yeah, times have changed a bit, you know, so it's a little bit everywhere. But that doesn't mean it's not still very special.
Okay. When you buy it, like, do you go to a bougie special smoked salmon place or do you just get woolly smoked salmon?
Depends on what I'm buying it for. But
well, I'll tell you.
A little bit of both. Yeah,
because I wouldn't know where to get a fancier smoked salmon. Where would you go? There are places.
There are places. Really? Yeah, of course. Of course there are places.
There's a place at my local, you know, Saturday marketplace that does their own, but I never buy it because it's like, what, $17?
Yeah, look, it can get very expensive very quickly.
Yes.
But you'll find very good quality stuff in the supermarket too.
That's good
to know. Tasty stuff. Mm. And you know, you can make it beautiful, but it doesn't need much doing to
That's
it to
true.
Make it delicious, which is one of the other reasons I love it. And
yep.
At Christmas, it's just perfect.
Can I tell you what I did with a bagel the other day?
Please do.
So I had these bagels for like months. I don't know why they're not going off, but seriously.
You should question that. Yes.
I know. But I toasted them. So mm-hmm. to freshen them up and revive them. And then a really thick layer of cream cheese.
Lovely.
The smoked salmon, the squeeze of lemon, the finely chopped green onion, because I can eat that in spite
green
of my allergies.
Okay.
The green bit is okay. And then capers. And
yes.
That's all you need. That's a classic, right?
Yeah, don't mess with that. That's beautiful. Mm. And in the same vein, just beautiful softly scrambled eggs, smoked salmon. Such a good combination.
I never do that.
Around Christmas time, that, a little glass of champagne, start the day. It's just perfect.
Bit of morning drinking, Simon. Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas, if we're ever going to go for it. So those are a couple of really simple things you could do. And obviously, if people are coming over, it's Christmas time and you're in that kind of canapé mode, should you be.
Yep.
You know, your classic is to pop it on a little blini. You can buy the shop-bought ones and everyone thinks it's very fancy. Look.
Yeah, can we just talk about blini? Yeah.
Mm.
So it's B-L-I-N-I.
It is, yes.
Is that a Russian thing? Like, where does it come from?
Yeah, it is a little Russian thing, yes.
And it's basically a teeny tiny pancake.
It is. It's a very teeny tiny pancake with a very fancy name.
Yeah. So on a blini, what would you put with it? It's got like horseradish and a touch of caviar or something?
Yeah, you could do it. Yeah.
I mean, actually,
that would be one.
Right?
Yeah,
and spring oniony, what are they called? Chives.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be good. But smoked salmon also works really nicely with a little bit of cream cheese. Also very good.
Mm.
But I'm going to suggest something that is British, that's on similar vein, similar idea.
Yeah.
But I think it's just better.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm going to be singing the praises of a certain Mr. Jamie Oliver here with a recipe that my family like to bring out every single Christmas because it's a winner. It's a cold stone winner, Yumi. It's a hot smoked salmon pate served with mini Yorkshire puddings.
So when you say hot...
So that's hot smoked. So the actual salmon itself is hot smoked rather than cold smoked salmon. So the actual salmon pate will be nice and cold.
Okay.
But it's a slightly different flavour.
So it's a type of smoking. Yeah,
so when you go and see the smoked salmon there, you'll see the normal stuff in the packets, but you'll also see some of those ones in the vacuum packs that look more like whole pieces of fish. And they kind of are. They've been smoked at temperature, so that smoke penetrates the skin and it tastes slightly different.
Is it got a more smoky?
It's got a smoky flavour.
And the colour's less pink, it's more...
Yeah, so it's a bit more cooked, basically. Yeah. The fish is a bit more cooked. But you get that lovely smokiness to it. And it's really, really good and really simple. So we're going to have all the details of the recipe because it's slightly complicated in that you've got to make the Yorkshire puddings and the pate itself on our Instagram so that people can follow and have a look. But essentially, the pate itself is really simple. It's just 125 grams of cream cheese, 2 to 3 tablespoons of horseradish, creamed horseradish, 125 gram packet of that kind of smoked salmon, hot smoked salmon, or hot smoked trout also works brilliantly.
Yum.
Half a bunch of chives and the zest and juice of a lemon. And you just add all those things to a bowl and kind of flake up the salmon and bring it all together and you create this lovely, creamy, delicious pate. Just taste it and adjust the flavours with sea salt and freshly ground black pepper. Maybe adjust the horseradish so everything is zinging and really punchy and delicious. Mm-hmm. And then you shove it in the fridge. You mean you forget about it until the following day when you serve it.
Yep.
I like to put it into little tiny cups, espresso cups, and then bring it out and then serve it with these tiny little gorgeous hot crispy Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah.
This cold, smoky, punchy, flavoursome salmon pate.
Yum. So, but do you have to race to eat it to keep the Yorkshire puddings hot?
You can do.
Like you're kind of like elbowing each other.
That really depends on how much you want the ultimate mouthful, you mean.
I really want the ultimate mouthful.
Well, then you need to hurry. Get in there ahead of everyone else. Elbow them out the way. Okay. They'll forgive you later.
Okay. I need you to also put on the Instagram the Yorkshire pudding because that's actually out of my pay grade.
Oh, it's super easy. It will be there.
Okay, fantastic. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget to check that Instagram page and also share this podcast with your friends who love food as much as you do.
Ho, 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 ho.